Roger, 15. We're close to ready. Are you ready for the big press conference?
Oh, Roger, we're ready. Anytime you want to go to transmit, let us know.
Okay, you can go ahead to transmit.
Roger.
Hey, 15, we're getting a beautiful picture coming through.
Roger, go ahead with your questions.
Roger, we'll admire the beautiful picture for a few minutes here. Deke just passed out from the shock, incidentally. Okay, fellas, I have a preliminary statement to make here. The questions you will be asked in this news conference have been submitted by newsmen here at the Manned Spacecraft Center who have been covering the flight. Some of the questions they raised have been answered in your communications with Mission Control, but the public at large has not necessarily heard them. The questions are being read to you exactly as submitted by the newsmen and in an order of priority specified by them. Question number one. This last week, we have shared scores of exciting moments with you. Which single moment would you most like to live again? And is there any moment which you would never like to repeat?
Well, I guess we all probably have a different idea on which would be the single most exciting moment of the flight. And maybe we'll just run through it one at a time. I guess most impressive moment I can remember is standing up on Hadley Mountain, Hadley Delta, and looking back at the plane and seeing the limb and the rill and Mount Hadley and the whole big picture in one swoop. And I think we've got some pictures for you from up there, and I believe the TV was running at the same time, and I think that was probably the most impressive sight that I've ever seen. Yeah? I guess I'd have to say sort of two events occurred. Which were exciting for different reasons, and I guess they were really kind of the highlights of the flight for me. One was right after LOI when we got our first look at the moon, and it was a fantastic, spectacular sight. And the other, I guess, was when DEI burned so beautifully, and right after PEI, that was an awfully good feeling.
Okay, well, I guess there were a great many new thrills for me, and the one that was most impressive, though, was the liftoff that began the flight, and I knew that I was going into space after a few years of waiting and training. And then as far as events that I would not like to repeat again, it's probably the time when I fell down in front of the TV when we were deploying the rover.